person, so I don't know if I'm gonna get on.
My mom told me about it, and, you know, I was shocked, devastated, you know, that what happened.
She just fell out of the sky. That's how it was described, as a woman flew off a roller coaster at Six Flags. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. It's what you fear when you go to an amusement park and everybody tells you you're just being irrational. The interesting thing is, this was a ride that had been around for a long time, a wooden roller coaster, one that was said to be one of the giants across the country. The Texas Giant, in fact, is the name of the roller coaster at Six Flags. It happened on Friday night. The woman's name, Rosie Esparza from Dallas. She was worried that she wasn't in the ride tightly. People close to her in the cars said when they were interviewed that she was concerned. She was a little bit anxious about it. And the crazy thing of this whole thing is they're saying that they're working closely and trying to determine the cause of the accident. The ride is going to be closed, and we've canceled a concert that was scheduled, and we're doing an internal investigation, and no other park attractions will be closed because of this accident. So they did cancel the concert indeed and all that other sort of stuff, and supposedly the investigating is going on. But here's the thing. There's no oversight with these rides. In Texas, they don't have that, and there are several other states that are in the same situation. So, people who saw this happened after 6:30 on Friday, they say that she came around the first turn and flew out, and it was at a very high point in the turn. So, there were people waiting in line, there were people that saw that, she had her children with her son was on the ride with her next to her. And the focus seems to be the reports that the safety restraint might have come undone, which was my first thought. You think of any of these rides you go on with kids or yourself or whatever, and it's about how it comes over the top of you or how it hooks in. And a lot of times there's restrictions on that. What, someone can't get on the ride, they're too big, they don't fit in for whatever reason, they don't fit into the ride. And was that the case or not? But they had hysterical passengers who had to wait to get off as that train stopped short of the platform because they were stopping the roller coaster, basically going through the cycle after she fell, and then stopped in front of the platform, so they couldn't even get off. So there were people that were in line to get on it who were shocked, saw what happened. There were people screaming. It was very chaotic for what had happened. I mean, she just flew off the Texas Giant, and you know, it opened in 1990, as I said, wooden roller coaster, one of the tallest, closed in 2009, so they could convert it and do kind of a hybrid thing, steel and wood, as the story goes. But this is a park who had a problem before. Back in 1999, they had somebody who drowned when they had a Roaring Rapids raft that capsized. And they had other people that were in that boat that were injured, too. So starting the show with this, the reason is I think so many people have that fear. They have the fear of the seatbelt, the bar, the chances of overloading, you know, what could happen. So, you know, what is it about this, with the roller coaster, how it was it the angle, was it... You know, that she shifted, that the coaster shifted, you know, who knows? I mean, that bar has to be supposedly locked down before the coaster moves and they check it, but something wasn't right here. And I am certain, and this is what's being discussed, that it has to do with the bar. It has to do with the bar and the way it came across or any of that kind of stuff. Well, from a tragic roller coaster accident... For this woman who had children who were apparently with her on the ride and they're looking into it, to an earthquake-like response to now George Zimmerman's acquittal of the death of Trayvon Martin. Tavis Smiley even jumping into this, saying that Obama's race speech was as weak as Kool-Aid. So, and then the Reverend Jesse Jackson saying there are more Trayvon Martins out there. There is a real push-pull element to what has happened in the reaction across this country, a rippling effect. It is definitely polarizing at dinner tables, at church pews, places of business around the water cooler, by the soda machine. People are talking about the verdict and what exactly does it mean. Does it mean that there's a problem on one side? They're saying, does it mean there's a problem with race still, and that's what this had to do with, the verdict? Or does it mean, you know, something else? That letter of the law and stand your ground, what they had and what happened clearly fit the bill. And that's what people forget. There's emotion, there's massive feelings pouring out about Trayvon Martin or about George Zimmerman on either side of this. And the thing that you forget is it's a country of laws, it's a nation driven by laws, democracy, free speech, and all that. But when you're going through a court system, it's about the evidence. It's about what you're on trial for. It's about a whole bunch of things that pile into the legal envelopes. And you want them to open the right thing if you're the defense, if you're the prosecutors. And this time, man, the prosecutors with a huge overreach. Involuntary manslaughter, what would we be talking about? Maybe something completely different. But that doesn't matter. We're not. Instead, we're talking about looking into the civil rights of Trayvon Martin and confusing people all over the place. Smiley, by the way, said that the president's personal remarks Friday on his reaction to the Zimmerman verdict were praised by a lot of people, including the parents of Trayvon Martin. But he says it's little too late. He was also on Meet the Press. He criticized him again there. Weak as pre-sweetened Kool-Aid was the response. And, you know, he says Obama didn't respond the right way with the Trayvon Martin situation, saying that he appreciates that the president finally showed up, but he didn't walk to the podium for an impromptu address to the nation. He was pushed to the podium. So, the bottom line is this. This is where we are in America, and this is a country where we are still arguing about race, where we are still in a massive tug of war over race. All right, hang with us. We're going to let you hear what some people thought about the Zimmerman deal next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
While Trayvon is a spark, there's a Trayvon in every household.
All right, that was a comment I was telling you about. I wanted you to hear it from the horse's mouth. The Reverend Jesse Jackson saying that this is widespread. There are lots of kids wearing hoodies that could find themselves in situations like Trayvon Martin. And this is the wrong way to go and the wrong message. What do you say? 855-266-5283. Coming up in our mailbag, a lot of you reacted still to the Zimmerman verdict. In fact, the police chief who's down there in Sanford, Florida, still concerned about what's happening. You know, people keep talking about, oh, there's a target on the back of George Zimmerman. And I don't doubt that somebody could, some wackadoodle could shoot at him. But tensions are completely, I heard, on fire in Sanford since that trial and since the verdict. And the new chief made it a top priority to personally reach out to that area and say, let's keep the peace. Cecil Smith was the guy who stepped in April 2012 after his predecessor was fired by the commissioners in that city for not arresting Zimmerman for the fatal shooting of Trayvon Martin 2 months earlier. So as soon as he stepped in, he had to walk and talk the deal and decide how they're going to handle this. So he says he's a proactive kind of guy, and it's typical, and that's what he's doing here. And part of the plan calls to have at least 50 officers on duty at all times in the initial days after the verdict. So they still are on that now at this point, afraid of pulling people off of it because of some of the tensions and some of the things that they've heard. So, you know, ultimately, race, stand your ground, and a few other things played a big part in what happened in this case. And I've said this earlier, I'll say it again. Geez, can't we get beyond this? Can't we move beyond this? Isn't there a way to do that? And I think there's a way to do that, but nobody's leading the charge. And at least here in this case, the police chief is calling, you know, every chance he gets to not riot, to not do anything crazy, that kind of thing, feeling that he has at least a little bit of hold on the people's imaginations after a year and doesn't want to see some terrible things happen there. Which, of course, could be still what we might see some surprise pop up depending on Zimmerman himself, if he stays or not. I mean, there's a good question for you. Would you stay? Or would you skedaddle? I mean, if he stays, does he show, hey, I'm not afraid and this is my home and that kind of thing? Or is it better for him just to pack up, leave, and say, let me just go someplace else because it's just, it's not a safe situation, so I have nothing to prove. I'm not doing anything by staying. I think he eventually leaves. If he doesn't do it now, I think he eventually leaves. Because even though there's many, many supporters of George Zimmerman, it's still where he's living is a hornet's nest of people who won't listen to anything he's saying, and so he's caught in the middle of that. And then it's a question of the Department of Justice, and are they going to end up really filing charges against Zimmerman or not? And they obviously haven't made that decision, because if they had, they'd be rolling it out. And they haven't, you know, been able to do that up at this point. I'm going to say they're close to making a decision, because the more the meter's running, folks, and the more they do that to us, the more we end up in a situation we don't want to be in. Like this one from Gary listening to us in Indiana. Oh, Kate, I am so sick of the rollout of troops here. The surge, the pullback, the rollout, they have to be sick, even though they won't vocalize it if they're still in the military. There have to be people that cannot wait till the day that they're completely done by all this incompetence that we're seeing around us. I'd be afraid of the witness protection program. I mentioned that radios, two-way radios that were encrypted, were stolen. That's one good reason, but there's a couple of other reasons, too. I wouldn't want to be in that, really, that situation. How do you come clean and say, we've lost millions of dollars of two-way radios? We don't know where they are. Not good. Not good at all. At all. All right, so a couple of other quick things to mix in here right from the get-go. I mentioned, you know, the griping and some of the complaints that we have, but I'll tell you, in looking at some of the other things that have happened to people, these evacuations now in Southern California, the wildfire, 68% contained, but not fully. So thousands of people were allowed to return to their homes in Southern California, mountain communities, mostly near Palm Springs, while others were asked by heavy rain that was made substantial, you know, that made substantial progress in the firefighting. They still were asked to evacuate and possibly come back by Monday. It's crazy this time of year with the wildfires and the, you know, ultimately the crews that they have to reach out to try to stop the fires from jumping the roads. And this would be bad because it isn't one of those in-between areas. So thousands of people allowed to return to their home near Palm Springs. And the heavy rain made progress on that wildfire that hit 42 acres and destroyed all the homes. So the Riverside Sheriff's Department lifts the evacuation orders at 11 a.m. for the companies of Idlewild in Fern Valley and Pine Cove. So that makes sense, right? Especially to speak at one of the places that we're talking about is huge. But the key thing here is 1,800 firefighters went to put out this fire on Sunday using bulldozers, helicopters, and other equipment because they knew they didn't want to mess around. They want to just get this down and dirty. Just get to that, get to the payoff as soon as you can. 1,800 firefighters. Think of how many 1,800 is. That is baffling to me. 1,800. Whew. All right, I said that we were going to check the mail. We always do each and every show. Have no fear. Once again, you have responded, several of you, having a little two-cent piece on whether I got the, what direction we're headed in with the Zimmerman deal and a few other things on the back burners. We're using one of my expressions, especially with the Zimmerman deal, because he's acquitted, and ultimately, what does that mean? What does that mean for everybody else? Why can't we celebrate Zimmerman's verdict just like so many other people celebrated O.J. Simpson's, easy for me to say, a verdict of not guilty? If you remember, think back, if it doesn't fit, remember you must acquit, in that whole clever line in the dream team of lawyers that O.J. Simpson had, which I think made a difference. You know, it's about the lawyers and how they present the case and their relationships with these judges, to be sure. After We Can Count, or after the mailbag, we have We Can Count, which is about numbers. And boy, do we have some numbers for you coming up this time around. Big numbers. Seems as though I've given you a few in a couple of the stories that we've already said. But there's many more to come in that segment, including a few from the world of politics. Should be an interesting week, and I'll tell you why. But coming up around the bend with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight, we are going to the mailbag, and we're checking your mail.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference. A weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallace, Pollack, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
So we can find out what you had to say. So let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Barry B. Hey, America Tonight. Boy, this Zimmerman thing is a nightmare. If I were him, I would definitely get out of Sanford, Florida. I don't care what police chief says, what cops say, what the people on the street say. I don't trust him. I think he is a moving target, and he needs to move on out of there. You knew this was inevitable once he was acquitted, that people would want his head on a silver platter. And I don't care what anyone says, I think they want his head on a silver platter. I know that the second I say they, people will brand me as a racist. And let me just say this, I am a black man, so I am no racist, my friends. I just call him like I see him, and this is very, very obvious to me. Okay, so we move from Barry. We move from Barry to this one from John, listening to us in the great state of Vermont. And John says, Kate Delaney, did you happen to catch this? Did you happen to see about the story about the Black Caucus that called for a Florida boycott, saying that there needed to be a bigger discussion about race. Here's my question. Who is having a bigger discussion about race? Where do they think they're going to have this big discussion about race, for goodness sake? It's ridiculous. Yes, there's probably people who are racist, but there are many people who are being branded racist who aren't. What in the world is happening in this country? It's just devastating to me. Yeah, this is now what's coming out of this. In fact, a congresswoman we had on the show, a Maryland congresswoman, Donna Edwards, said that, you know, here's the thing, where they're calling for this, you know, members of this black caucus, this congressional black caucus, are undecided on whether to support a call for a boycott of Florida. That's the way the story is over this Trayvon Martin, the finality of it. What the congresswoman is saying, Congresswoman Edwards, says that the move would be terrible for a lot of the communities in Florida. And she said that she hasn't even fully examined the call to boycott it. It's been proposed by the Reverend Jackson. Jackson said after this jury found that George Zimmerman was not guilty of all the charges in that shooting last year of Martin, of course, the black teenager, that his Rainbow Push Coalition would consider boycotting, you know, Florida altogether. He says it's kind of an apartheid state, so, yeah, they're considering boycotting it altogether. So the caucus, Edwards is saying they haven't really formally discussed the issue, and you know, she says she would be concerned about a statewide boycott, and that's where she's talking about the towns and the places where people eat and stay and all that stuff would just be devastating. So will they decide to do that or not? I mean, there's been all kinds of discussion about race and justice ever since the shooting, but especially now because the verdict is in. And how do you have this broad discussion? And where are you having that? And what's the discussion centering around and all that kind of stuff? And we know that there's discussions in neighborhoods and living rooms and whatnot, and even here on America Tonight and other talk shows. And really what you have is you have a lot of attacks on both sides of this. And there doesn't seem to be any, unfortunately, there doesn't seem to be any sort of a middle where we used to have some common sense and there used to be a middle ground that we could find, that we could swim to, that we could climb to, that we could reach for. Yeah, no one's stretching. Unfortunately, nobody is stretching, and that's the problem, because how do you get beyond this? And why are we still stuck in this situation? Oh. All right, let's take another one. Let's go out to Havana Bill. I love that. I'm thinking cigar. Havana Bill. Yo, Kate Delaney, listening to the show for a while now. Got to give you my two cents on George Zimmerman. I think he's an idiot for shooting the teenager, getting out of his car and pursuing it, even though they told him not to do that. So what an idiot, I'll repeat myself. He gets into a scuffle. The teenager, no way, has him down and out, and then that's it. He pulls out his weapon, and boom, that's the end of it, and sets off a national crisis. We knew this was probably going to happen in the end. Yeah, but how big does that crisis go, and how sad is it that we're still in that situation? And how sad is it that it happened in the first place? Because did it need to happen? No. Can you put the genie back in the bottle? No. I mean, if we could all re-rack time, wouldn't we all re-rack time in some cases in our lives? And the answer is yes. Yes, of course. But you can't do that. And so if nothing happens civilly, I mean, what do the people do? Or do we have some kind of a, I don't know, do we have some kind of a serious riot, depending on the size of the city and how well organized are the people? I'd be curious about that, too, as well. Okay, here's another one from Joseph, listening to us in Austin, Texas. And Joseph says, me oh my, oh, what a terrible thing that happened on that roller coaster in Florida. I certainly pray for this woman's family. It had to be the worst feeling for them to see her go down, because you had to know there was no way she was getting back up. And it's too bad, because she was already anxious and panicky and nervous. She should never have been on the ride in the first place. Who's at fault here? Who knows? Could be the ride operators, could be the people who run the park, could be maybe even a few other folks in that woman's life. But what a way to go, with your family watching, falling off of a roller coaster. Yeah, I mean, you see that headline and it just stands out in your face. Woman dies while riding an iconic roller coaster in the United States, and it does. It's the first thing that you think about. All right, speaking of headlines and ink and all that sort of stuff, there was a Facebook page set up called Sergeant Dave Sean Murphy. They got about 36,000 likes. That's a lot of likes. In the meantime, while that's happening, I get a note here from Bruce, who says, did you happen to catch Rolling Stone magazine? Makes me sick. I grew up in Boston. Joe Sarnaev, who looks like just some young kid, could be rock or could be anybody, has these fans. And I think it's misguided alignment, to be sure. All right, in case you're missing it, the what happened was the Rolling Stones magazine put the bomber on it, and they put a picture of Tsarnaev where he looks good. He looks like a young guy with who knows what happens in his future. So the Massachusetts State Police photographer who might lose his job after leaking photos of the accused bomber to, you know, is getting a lot of support on social media with thousands and whatnot calling for him to be reinstated. But the bottom line is the court of public opinion is gone when it comes to this organization. So how sad. They're talking about protests. They're talking about staging more protests. But so far, that hasn't happened. Now, that could change if they really, really get their act together. But who are you getting to invest in this nationally? I think that would be tough to do that, to have. It's already out there, so it would be virtually impossible. But the situation, even the governor, Deval Patrick, was heading into the weekend, kind of just try to avoid reporters. He walked so quickly into the State House. And as they do this to another person, how far, you know, how far do the other people let it go before they explode? And I think we're really, really at that point, and, you know, that point of no return. And since we're dancing on that line, we're crossing over it really, 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 really quick. Speaking of crossing over quickly, coming up, numbers we can count. And boy, do we have some great numbers that we're going to count down this time around with a little bit of time from our friends. So this segment coming up will just rock your world, trust me. These are stories that we dug up for the past couple of days, so hang with us. We can count coming up next.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
America, pay attention. Don't wait for the next natural disaster or fight for global domination to prepare yourself with Chef 5-Minute Meals. These delicious self-heating home-style meals are 5-year shelf-stable and require no water, no refrigeration, no microwave. Tasty enough for Rachel Ray, tough enough for the apocalypse. Get yours at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502. Don't depend on the government. Be ready. Chef, the number 5mm.com.
When you pulled up over the weekend to fill her up. The gas prices are fluctuating all over the map. Perfect way to start week and count. Somewhere between $3.40 to $3.60. That's for the past couple of months. Some people are complaining that they are close to $4 or even over the edge. You know, gas prices increased about 5% in the past week. And that's, of course, tied to crude oil, which is over $100 a barrel. Watch crude oil. I say this all the time, and you'll know what you're going to be paying when you pull up to fill up. According to 24/7 Wall Street, there are five top states when we're talking about what you pay at the pump. And you're not shocked by this, are you? Hawaii, $4.34. Alaska, $4.06. California, $4.02. Connecticut, $3.97. Illinois, $3.93. Wow, $3.93. So you're not even getting great gas, and how much are you paying for it? Way too much is the answer to that. We usually don't throw in birthdays, but there's one that's certainly worth mentioning. Robin Williams, 62 years old. know, in recent times, I can remember seeing Mrs. Doubtfire, and he was, of course, hilarious in that movie. He has a really bent sense of humor, and if you get his humor, you so get things that he's done in his career. Gary Trudeau, so he is, as I said, Robin Williams, 62 years old. Gary Trudeau, here's a great trivia question, is married to what former Today show anchor? If you were thinking Jane Pauley, give yourself a pat on the back. That's correct. Gary Trudeau is 65 years old, famous cartoonist Gary Trudeau. So, how about that? Also, these are numbers. John Lovitz, 56 years old. Remember him from Saturday Night Live. He's done a bunch of sitcoms and whatnot. He's like the Rubber Band Man. He keeps bouncing back, so not a surprise necessarily from him, because if you've followed his career, that's kind of the way his career is gone. One day he's living in the mansion, and the next day, you know how that goes. All right, this is a big one, since we're talking about age. Longtime journalist Helen Thomas, remember her, she used to yell out questions, especially to Reagan. What about this? What about the Contras? And she would get called on. She had, there was something about Helen Thomas that people called on her no matter what. So she was definitely a trailblazer. She covered 10 presidents over nearly half a century and became a legend in the country. She once was featured at a White House news, well, at several news conferences, sitting front and center. Late in her career, she would be pretty exasperated. She'd scream out things and have pointed questions and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So she died over the weekend. And like I said, she was just such a fixture on the Washington scene. And you think of Washington and think of the presidents, and I think you think of her. People used to call her the dean of the White House press corps because she earned that title. President Barack Obama said it was not just the length of her tenure, but her fierce belief that our democracy works best when we ask tough questions and hold our leaders to account. Said she was a true pioneer, and she kept the president she covered, including himself, on their toes. So how about that? How about that? All right, moving along to another set of numbers that I think you'll find interesting. The all of the shuffle over, or shuffle's the wrong word, all of the fuss over the royal baby. People are doing all kinds of crazy things for the baby, including a Houston cake designer constructed a life-size model of Kate Middleton cradling her heir-to-be. And this is somehow, again, the royal family, our fascination with it, caught fire in the United States. So Kate Middleton, who is all of, what, 5'6", weighs now, I suppose, this fairy tale one, weighs 200 pounds. They've got a full-scale replica of Kate Middleton. And part of it is out of Rice Krispie treats. How about that? How many Rice Krispie treats? Well, there's the answer to the question. Who knows how many Rice Krispie treats? The life-size cake took a week to build before it went on display at this show in Houston. But that's pretty wild, just doing it from pictures. And getting a lot of hype and attention for it, because it's almost lifelike when you reach out to take a bite of this. It's almost a lifelike deal. Moving on. And boy, trust me, there are things we could just really pummel here. But let's stick to a few that I can tell you were interested in by things that we saw in a previous mailbag. And a part of that included this story that we've talked about before, but now finally is bearing fruit, if you know what that means, that it takes that long for the court system to work its way down to the actual problem. And remember the sudden accelerations in Toyota? Remember that? And there were people were talking about it, like Nonoka Uno, since she was afraid of driving, and it admitted she would take the freeway and was told to take the same route every day from her home and to her family's sushi restaurant. So she put on 10,000 miles on her 2006 Camry in about 4 years. But then her car unexpectedly accelerated to speeds of 100 miles an hour on a street with a posted limit of 30. So the bookkeeper did everything she could to slow down, stepping on the brake pedal and everything else, pulling the hand emergency brake, but it didn't work. So all of a sudden what happened was what's happened to so many other people, where they were heartbroken by the results. Una was killed when her car went into a small median and struck a telephone pole and a tree. So, Toyota, the ball is in your court, as several things have been filed against the company in this, in this direction. Speaking of direction, or lack thereof, it depends on who you talk to, but most people actually think it's okay. And it's the Wendy's new logo. And the new logo began last April, they think, after Wendy's rolled out its first new logo in almost 3 decades. Very abstract for Wendy's. In fact, I'll post a picture of it on my website, but it is wild and completely different from the Wendy's that you see today that you might have driven through to get a Frosty or something else, because there's not a lot of similarities. Let's put it that way. Not a lot of similarities. All right, also coming up on our next Hour of America Tonight, if you can stick with us, you don't want to miss it, Peeling Back the Onion with Andrew Szabo, and a few things circling it in between. And remember, as always, if you can't reach us on the phone, you can always hit us up on Facebook through the miracle of Twitter and everything else in between, and that's americatonight.net.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.